High-performance machines need to be tested. Just as a NASCAR driver seasons a new turbo on the track, violinist Joshua Bell has put his new acquisition, a 1713 Stradivarius, through its paces in the repertoire of great melodies. That's Robert Schumann's Dreaming, recorded for Joshua Bell's new Sony Classical CD, Romance of the Violin. Joshua Bell joins us from Atlanta. Welcome back to the program.
Thanks for having me.
You know, it's one thing to test drive a new toy. It's another to have the road rebuilt for you. Tell me about the rearrangements of some of these tunes, not unlike Dreaming. What was that the challenge of doing these familiar pieces, doing it in a new arrangement?
Well, actually, the title of that piece is more commonly known as Troy Mirai of Schumann. It's one of my favorites. And the album is sort of a celebration of melody, my Desert Island Most Beautiful Melodies disc.
Yeah. What are some of the pieces that are not originally written for the instrument that you've included, and what did you want to do with it?
Well, in fact, I think most of the songs on the album were not originally written for the violin. There are two famous opera arias, one from Puccini, O Mio Babbino Caro, which is very well known and a beautiful piece, and I thought it would work well on the violin. Also one of Bellini, Costa Diva of Bellini, and then there's some Chopin, a nocturne, there's slow movement from the Mozart Piano Concerto, the famous Elvira Madigan concerto. Pieces, many of them that I always thought would work on the instrument, and now I have an arrangement which is a lot of fun to play. And anything written for the voice, I think, really works on the violin really well, because the violin is such a vocal instrument. The violin sings, and it's a little bit of a throwback to the old guys like Kreisler and Heifetz, who used to make these transcriptions, and so it's a little bit of a tribute to them, too.
Let's hear some of that opera. This is the Puccini. I love the harp behind it.
Yeah, I think it's a beautiful piece, and a few classical diehards might roll their eyes and think, what is he doing playing this on the violin? This is for the voice and should only be sung that way. But I really don't subscribe to that. I'm not saying this is better, you know, perhaps it's better with a voice, but this is just another way to appreciate this really great music.
Sounds like you've been challenged on that. I mean,
well, I have. You know, I've learned not that you can't please everybody. Mm. And I think one of the dangers that we've encountered in classical music these days is the kind of the approach that's to classical music, that it's so sacred that you can't touch it anymore. It's almost as if these pieces are like in a museum and they can't be touched. And I think that attitude was not that way 50 years ago or 100 years ago or 200 years ago. Music was very always changing, and when Bach wrote for the harpsichord, he would also transcribe it for the violin because it sounded good on the violin too, you know. And I hope we can get away from that attitude that we have to be so careful around classical music.
The Jules Massenet piece, the Elegy, Au du Printemps, that's a favorite of yours?
Actually, when I decided to make this album, one of the first pieces that came to mind, of course, was the Meditation from Massenet, which is one of the most famous violin encore pieces. It's a very recognizable melody. But then I thought it's done so much that I just started looking into other pieces, and I found this Elegy of Massenet, which is as beautiful, a little darker, but a gorgeous piece, and I would have to say it's probably my favorite track. Sony didn't want to put it up at front where I wanted it at first because they thought it might, because it's a little bit on the darker side. It's not as joyous as, well, it's called Elegy, as some of the other pieces, but it's in some ways it's the most beautiful.
Let's hear some of it. Thank you.
Is this one of those pieces that just really showcases your instrument, where the song and the instrument and the player are one?
Well, that's a nice way of putting it, I guess.
Warmth to this. I mean, it almost sounds like a viola, not a violin.
The Strads are generally known for their brilliantness. Brilliance, that's what the word. And their soprano of nature. But this, my violin, actually, one of the reasons I was attracted to it is that it had a very dark lower register, which I love to be able to have that color on an instrument.
Violins do you have now, Joshua?
I have actually a total of one violin now in my possession, and it's the Stradivarius, and that's pretty much all of my savings over the last 20 years has gone into buying that violin.
And so you traded everything else in order to purchase this?
Not everything else. I've kept a few things, including my soul. But
that's not an easy thing for a violinist, you know.
But this is true, and I'm feeling like I'm really one of the lucky ones, certainly of the younger generation, to have my own instrument.
Mm-hmm. How do you travel with this violin?
So far, I haven't had to buy an extra seat for the violin like my friends who play the cello have to do. But basically, I just keep it with me all the time. I put it above me in the overheads, carry it around like my baby, really, everywhere I go. I don't get too neurotic about it. I look after it. It's been around for 300-some years, and it will be around for another 300 years at least. So I don't get too neurotic about it or about it being stolen or whatever. It could happen. It's happened to my violin, actually. My violin's sort of, it's the most stolen instrument, I think, in history. It's been stolen at least twice, most famously from Hubermann, the great violinist at the beginning of the 20th century. He was playing a concert at Carnegie Hall, and he left it backstage for a moment and disappeared, and he never saw the violin again. And it was then played for 50 years in cafes by the thief, who finally gave it up on his deathbed. He admitted to his wife that he had stolen it 50 years earlier. So it's got an interesting past, my violin, but hopefully that part's all behind it. I think this album, the Romance of the Violin album, is kind of it's sort of a demo disc for the for the violin. If I'm going to sell it, in the future, I'll give them the CD, because it shows different colors. It's really the most. I mean, the album is rather simple. It's the most basic of what I think appeals to the listener in classical music, and that's just beautiful melody, and it's a demonstration of the violin. It's also just a demonstration of simple beauty in melody and classical music, and that's what I respond to on the most basic level, the things that give you goosebumps, the beautiful melodies, and that's what the album is about.
Joshua Bell, his new recording is The Romance of the Violin. It's on the Sony Classical label. He joined us from member station WABE in Atlanta. Joshua, thanks a lot.
Thanks for having me.
For more on Joshua Bell, including sound samples from the CD, visit our website at npr.org.